This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a long way to the top. If you want to, I just hand it to humanity.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Gary Haven's on guest. We got our crew back here. He's still in Port-au-Prince. U.S. military, not back to the military themselves, but the decision makers, Obama, won't help these people in medevac them into Port-au-Prince. Can't even do that. The U.N. won't do it. We have video of all this. The locals freaking out about it. Little kids hurt, little kids with broken back, people dying. But Gary Haven, a private citizen from Texas, will. What is the bottom line on what's happening in Haiti? I mean, I agree with you. They're totally ignoring it now. Normally they would be focused on it because I guess it brings up what the Clintons did.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. No mainstream media here. You got 1.4 million people lost their homes, have nothing to eat. A small UN presence. The U.S. military was here. They went home today. By the way, two C-17s came in empty today to take out the rest of their equipment. And I'm actually having to fly my own food in here. And I single-handedly am feeding 4,000 people a day. We're having to get four small aircraft in there just to keep the mob fed. And if you don't feed them, they get violent, which we've had to deal with a couple of times. I'm buying all the food I can out of Haiti with my own money, of course. I'm flying it in. There are a lot of good Haitians. There's a lot of good docs and nurses and EMTs that are flown in here on their own dollar. Together as a team, we're getting it done. But we shouldn't have to. We should have massive support from the international community. By the way, the Brazilians are here. They're helping out a lot. The Cubans, Fidel Castro, is sending doctors and nurses here. They're taking care of an entire village. And Obama's sending in empty aircraft, C-17s, that could be bringing in food for us, but nothing. Minimal effort. The Marines and the Air Force are here, great guys, but they have no authority of bringing these planes in empty. It's extraordinary. Now, careless and stupid. And it's the media. The media is not telling the story where the American people would raise up and want to demand some action. And again, they're not covering the story because Hillary the thief Clinton, who's stolen $2 billion from the most desperate poor people. Alex, I took a doctor from Connecticut into the Bush yesterday. You know, being a doctor and being from Connecticut, I knew her political persuasion. So I very gently said, you know, Hillary's collected $2 billion and has spent 2% of it. And there's no money. There's no Clinton presence here. And by the way, they're raising money right now, the Clinton Foundation for Haiti. Again, the audacity of that. And you know, I can see her eyes glaze over that her hero, Hillary, is a thief of this magnitude, stealing from the poorest of the poorest children in this hemisphere. And you know, she didn't even, her brain was like a Austin Powers she-bot, you know. She couldn't even fathom it. So any of our listeners that think Hillary's great, this is living proof that she has pulled off one of the biggest scams on the worst people of the planet. I'm seeing it. Joe Biggs, Michael there, we're seeing it with our own eyes. The vast thievery of this criminal, this monster, Hillary.
Well, that's right. And her followers are just delusional. They think, well, end justifies the means. We start a war with Russia, you know, then the Russian kids can be taught to be gay. So it's okay. I mean, it's just this total mental illness and criminality. Gary Haven, please pop in tomorrow with the rest of the crew. We have a big report that's going to air tomorrow on all this. But it's up to the listeners to spread this to everybody. This is so important because it shows the hypocrisy and it shows what Hillary will do to Americans if there's a crisis as well. It goes to the psychology of claiming they're on this big high horse when it's the opposite. Paul Watson's coming up. I'll hand the baton to him. But great job, Biggs. Great job, Zimmerman. Great job, Mr. Haven. And I want you to come back tomorrow and tell me about some of the charities you trust that you think people should give to and try to support there. and really expose what the Clintons are doing as well while helping these folks. But thank you, Mr. Haven. Be safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, guys.
Wow. Great job, crew. We're going to come back, but thank you so much. I know you'll be more on the news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. I'm glad you're back safe.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarity is a 43-year-old company has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's Tuesday, October 18th, 2016. Only 20 days to the general election. The energy levels are so high, you could cut it with a knife. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones Show.
All right, Paul Watson's taking over from London, England right now. Drudge never wanted to disappoint. Promised a few days ago, huge sex bombshells on the Clintons. And we're probably going to have some of those very sources that are in the Inquirer on. The Inquirer gets mixed with news of the weird or other stuff where Bat Boy is always on the cover or whatever, space aliens, you know, meeting with the president. The Inquirer is one of the most accurate publications I've ever seen. And Trump said that too, and the media makes jokes about it. I mean, you know, they got tabloid stuff in there, but I mean, it's, they don't like to get sued, folks. It's like accurate 99% of the time, I've found. I mean, I remember first learning like in the 80s about Arnold Schwarzenegger and gay porn and, you know, his dad being a Nazi and stuff. And later it all came out in mainstream news. I mean, not that I care about that. The point is, it's just that they're accurate. They exposed the Monica Lewinsky thing with Drudge. But here it is on DrudgeReport.com with the exclusive first scoop. So I'm going to tweet this out. Drudge has the exclusive right now. Hillary Fixer breaks ranks. Arranged sex tryst for her with men and women. They've also got Hillary's hitman tells all. That's Larry Nichols. Destroy, build sex victims. Bribe reporters to bury truth. Ruin Monica Lewinsky. So they tried to hire me in 1998, and I wouldn't do it, so they beat the hell out of me about a year later. People said, shut up, Bill Clinton. Of course, I beat the hell out of them. Let's just say I beat the living hell out of four of them. They found out about good old boy guts, didn't they? It's like Cape Fear, where they're trying to beat him up. He goes, it's just a little bit of a joke. I mean, I'm not tough till you start hurting me, and then I'm meaner than hell, but I'm sorry, I'm digressing. Destroy Bill Clinton's sex victims, bribe reporters to bury truth, ruin Monica Lewinsky, hide her sleazy affairs, and push hush money to hookers. Blockbuster 9-page investigation. Let's doppelgang this to Infowars.com. Here's the big report right here, National Enquirer. Hillary Clinton is a secret sex freak who pays fixers to set up illicit romps with both men and women. Well, that's well documented. There's a blockbuster revelation from a former Clinton family operative who is sensationally breaking ranks with his one-time bosses to speak to National Enquirer in a bombshell 9-page cover story. And that comes out tomorrow on Wednesday for the debate. I arranged a meeting for Hillary and a woman in an exclusive Beverly Hills hotel, the man who was hired by the Clintons via Hollywood executives to cover up their scandals to the Enquirer. It's not just Nichols, it's a bunch of people. Revenge, Donald Trump's fighting back against Hillary Clinton's smear campaign. She had come to the studio to see filming for the movie 1994. While I was there, I helped her slip out of the back exit into a one-on-one session with the other woman. I was made to look casual, leaving quietly rather than caught in the melee, but rather it was something presumably more sordid. What's more, it wasn't just Hillary's flings with women that the shadowy Mr. Fix-It helped orchestrate. Hillary's former backman, family confession to Enquirer, just how he helped her to cover up, that's Nichols, affair with married lover Vince Foster, too. The shadowy figure who provided proof of his employment with the Clintons also revealed 12 fixes he made, including how Hillary secretly plotted to counterattack Bill Clinton's mistress, Monica Lewinsky, via document buried for 2 decades. That's coming out. Boom, we can click on that for folks. Leaked details of Hillary Clinton's desperate health crisis. That's all coming out. That's in the new WikiLeaks. They said, don't go after Sanders for heart trouble. Our candidate's super sick. With crooked reporters, we're on the take from the Clinton camp. Hell, they all begged now to be on the take. They actually pay her campaign contributions just to smell her stink. How he covered up Bill's seedy romp with hookers. Which A-list celebrity had a secret affair with Bill Clinton during his presidency? The word is on that. It's an interesting lady. Should I say who? Sharon Stone? Some others, too. In a bombshell expose, the Enquirer will reveal the fixer's dossier of smoking gun, including 24 years of documents, notes for journalists. He also tells his confessions of Clinton Bagman story in his own words the very first time. That's a composite of more than 10 whistleblowers, I can tell you. So good job, Enquirer. Good job, GrudgeReport.com. And good job, InfoWars. And all of you. Because it's a death-defying life we lead. We take our chances. But it's what we got to do for this republic. And we're happy to do it. Do we claim patriots are perfect? Do we claim we aren't devilish at a certain level? Sure we are. But we've got goodwill towards man. We've got goodwill towards all. We want prosperity. We want a fair shake. We're not out to get you. Lord knows we're evil, but we're trying to be good. Because we're more powerful than the enemy. Weak people turn themselves over to evil. Stronger souls have knowledge of it, but don't give into it. And that's why we always beat evil in the end, because we've got God on our side. And a very historical time's happening right now. I cannot impress upon you the magnitude of what's unfolding. You obviously can feel it. You can see it. That's why I want to ask you to not take for granted. I know you don't, but I take for granted the position I've got. That's why I'm working 18 hours a day again, 7 days a week. Don't take for granted InfoWars or Prison Planet or Drudge or Breitbart or your own account on YouTube or what you're doing. Use it now, because by dominating now, we will force them to back off. If they win this next round, it's going to get very serious. Quite frankly, it'll just be more explosive, and our victory will be even more insane, but it will be much more costly. I'm not worried about that. I know where all this goes. Just do the right thing. Go 110%, and God will fill in the rest. Support us. We got free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Running through the debate tomorrow and our live coverage and the rest of it. It'll be day 19 tomorrow, 19th day, key critical moment. And we've got 25% off on Brain Force and a lot of other specials, but these are all really good products. Everybody knows this, but I'll just say it. I wouldn't have the luck I've had in my life if I didn't have God's guardian angels around me. And I'll just tell you right now, we don't rob banks like most revolutionaries do to fund operations. We sell high-quality products in the free market. But if you're not buying the products, you're crazy. And if you're not spreading the links and the videos and the articles, you're nuts. Because you are the power that countermands the New World Order. You are the resistance. So whether it's our probiotic or DNA force or our amazing bio-true selenium, it's all there. X2, Super Bowl Vitality, this is what funds this operation. And these are things that once you use them, you'll find out why third-party sites give us the highest reviews anybody's ever got, because we're game changers. It's what we do. I am a revolutionary. I am a trailblazer. I am an inventor. I am an explorer. And more importantly than that, I'm a sheepdog who just wants to get his jaws around the neck of a wolf. I don't care what happens to me. I was born to do it. And you are the wings on the angels that carry us to the heights to fight the enemy. As God's special forces drop in to fight the New World Order. And believe me, you're one of them. No matter what color you are, where you came from, if you resonate with this message, if the feeding of liberty beats in your breast, then you are our brothers and sisters forever. Now we go to London, England, and Paul Watson with the latest on the InfoWar. Paul Watson.
Thanks, Alex. And you were talking earlier about the rigged media. Trump's been talking about it for weeks now. We have the big bombshell story up on Drudger that you just talked about. We also have the second James O'Keefe Project Veritas undercover video, which just hit about an hour ago. Now, of course, WikiLeaks has exposed the fact, the blatant, brazen fact that the US media is now virtually a public relations firm, a front for the Hillary Clinton campaign. And again, that's evident. Now we have O'Keefe on the back of his first viral video, which, of course, hit yesterday, was played once by Sean Hannity and by nobody else in the mainstream media. Now we have a second bombshell, Democratic Party operatives on tape brazenly admitting that they're committing vote fraud. They admit it on tape. Here's the quote from the latest Project Veritas video. Quote, this is from Scott Fovell, who of course has now been fired as a result of yesterday's video. Quote, we've been bussing people in to deal with you effing a-holes for 50 years, and we're not going to stop now. So this is the same guy, again, brazenly admitting that they were behind the violence at Donald Trump rallies, now admitting in this bombshell new Project Veritas video release that the Hillary campaign, Democratic Party operatives, are engaging in blatant, illegal vote fraud. They admit to it on tape. And the rigged media, which is in bed with the Hillary Clinton campaign, has John Podesta cooking dinners for them, begs them to use quotes from their own Hillary Clinton interviews, again, runs stories by them before they're published, gives Hillary the option to edit their own stories. This is how embedded, this is how subservient the mainstream media really is. They're not going to cover this, and now you have James O'Keefe, and let's see if we've got time for the clip here. On record.
We're skipping the break, Paul. Take over. All my systems are yours.
We've got James O'Keefe on tape, and we're going to go to this clip now, saying why he wasn't on television last night, because networks across the country are petrified, are afraid of retribution from a future Hillary Clinton administration if they even mention these bombshell videos. Let's go to James O'Keefe.
Part one blew up on social media, with many Americans wondering why the mainstream media wasn't covering the story. In fact, Project Veritas Action had television exclusives lined up around the country. Those television stations spiked the story at the last minute. Our sources tell us the reason they did so was fear of retaliation and retribution from a future Hillary Clinton administration. Truth is dangerous, especially when it challenges those in power.
So there is O'Keefe in the introduction to his second bombshell video, saying that he wasn't on television last night, despite the fact that the video went viral, was national story, viral hit news on the internet, because those networks spiked his appearance over fears of retribution from a future Hillary Clinton administration. That's not surprising.
That's a shadow government of fear, Paul. Shadow government of fear.
Yeah, and it's absolutely chilling, Alex. But then the media has the temerity to claim that Donald Trump is engaging in dangerous rhetoric for saying that the media's rigged, for saying that the election's rigged, when he's got these Democratic Party operatives on tape admitting that they're engaging in election fraud, that their party has done so for the past 50 years, and that they're going to do it again this year. Oh, no, but it's Donald Trump who's engaging in dangerous rhetoric by merely talking about that. And then you can look at the bombshell video they released yesterday. Again, paid Hillary Clinton operatives, it's now come out, on tape, admitting they planned and carried out the violence at Donald Trump rallies throughout the entire year. Now, remember what we said right at the beginning of this. Again, the media blamed Donald Trump's rhetoric for the violence directed against Donald Trump supporters at his own rallies. Turns out, as we knew all along, now confirmed, that was plotted by Hillary campaign operatives and carried out by Hillary campaign operatives from the very beginning. And yet again, the rigged media has the temerity to vilify InfoWars for having peaceful protesters at Bill Clinton events shouting out Bill Clinton is a rapist. We're terrible. We're dangerous. We're evil for doing that. Yet Hillary's own operatives are carrying out violence at Donald Trump rallies, and the media won't even cover it. They cancelled O'Keefe's appearances last night on numerous different networks. They dare not cover it, yet they still blame us for having people with...
Paul, I'm going to get out of here and let you take over. You're in fuego right now. In fuego, huevo. But all of the liberty movement is, clearly they're going to try to take over the media next year. They can't allow us to continue. We're bigger than they are together. The fact that they're panicking now shows that this is just unprecedented time to be alive. And the WikiLeaks is so devastating. If we ever had any questions about WikiLeaks, they've been put to rest. Go ahead. I'm now punching out for good.
And I've got a full summary of the latest WikiLeaks revelations coming up, Alex. Podesta number 11. What's interesting about it is only 28.8% of the total Podesta emails have been released. And there's already been 11 different installments of them. This is going to continue right up to election
day. And it's got them so scared they're cutting off the internet to the embassy there in London. They're panicking. I mean, they are scared.
Oh, they're terrified. And now it's come out, WikiLeaks posted today that it was John Kerry who threatened basically the Ecuadorian government to cut off Assange's internet as far back as 3 weeks ago so that he couldn't release this damaging info on Hillary Clinton. That came into effect on Saturday when his internet was actually cut off. Now, since then, they've obviously found a way around that. Of course, WikiLeaks is not just Julian Assange. They've got a ton of other people working in that organization. But we're going to get to those leaks. And after the break, we're going to get more into this James O'Keefe thing because, again, they have the temerity to say that we're dangerous for having protesters at Bill Clinton events wearing T-shirts shouting Bill Clinton is a rapist.
No, that's not illegal. What's racketeering is trying to cause violence and shut it down. By the way, Paul, you got till 30 after. I'll skip the break, buddy. Take over.
Yeah, so this is what we're talking about. And again, you know, the media is slamming Trump as engaging in dangerous rhetoric for talking about rigged elections, for talking about the fact that the media is rigged, while Republican HQs are literally being firebombed. And again, who did CNN blame that on? Well, you had Brian Stelter get up and say again that it was Donald Trump's rhetoric that was the reason behind that Republican
HQ. Let me ask you that since you bring it up. Right. Clearly they got Black Lives Matter and all these other communist groups ready to activate if Trump wins to burn down cities or even if he loses. I mean, this is diabolical, man. We need the military and other people, and we need grand juries, as the FBI says, with her, you know, trying to bribe FBI agents. The indictments should just begin. Doesn't the military and police get it's not going to stop? They're never going to leave us alone. We've got to bring them down.
Well, I mean, this is the point, Alex. The media is trying to set this up like if Trump loses, he's going to say the election was rigged. All his supporters are going to be out on the streets rioting. Well, no. Who's been rioting so far? Who have the only people who have been rioting in this election? Hillary Clinton supporters and their operatives that organized this from the very beginning.
And Soros overthrows countries with these riots. And they're federalizing the election because they say there's massive fraud, but by Trump and the Russians. But then when Trump says there's fraud, they say it doesn't exist. I mean, this is 1984 level weirdness, man, where they're admitting there's fraud, but then they say it's Trump, but then they say it doesn't exist, Paul.
Yeah, and they've got Democratic Party operatives on tape admitting that what they're doing is illegal, that they're going to commit vote fraud to steal this election, while saying that vote fraud doesn't exist. Trump's a crazy conspiracy theorist for talking about it. The other aspect of this is, oh, and by the way, the only way that riots are going to happen is if Trump wins. That's guaranteed that people will riot, because those are the people who riot. Those are the people who are prodded and pushed. Black Lives Matter, George Soros funded. We've got yet more WikiLeaks emails about that. But here's the other aspect of this, which is this is what's going to come up. Maybe before the debate, obviously that's tomorrow, maybe later in the week. But a new WikiLeaks came out today where they're talking about the fact that Michael D'Antonio, who is an author who wrote a book called Never Enough: Donald Trump and the Pursuit of Success, he's got 9 hours of conversations recorded with Donald Trump. Now, we don't know whether these conversations are off the cuff. Obviously, 9 hours of conversation suggests that it was supposed to be off record. He emailed Hillary Clinton's campaign on March the 4th, 2016, offering 9 hours of taped recordings, conversations with Donald Trump to Hillary's campaign. The quote from the email is, quote, he does not want to be paid. And this was under the headline Opposition Research. So we've had speculation. Are there more Billy Bush-style tapes which feature Donald Trump making these comments?
Edited out of context, total treason, total despicable behavior.
Of course, they're working with the Never Trump people. That came out in the emails as well. People like Louise Mensch working directly with the Hillary campaign against Donald Trump. Then you've got another story which connects to this out of the Daily Caller, which is Republican strategist Rick Wilson, who is another one of these Never Trump people, basically a neocon. That's why they support Hillary. He told Jamie Weinstein, who again is married to Michelle Fields, he was the guy who confronted you at Bilderberg back in 2008, another cucked neocon Never Trump guy. And they're basically in this interview salivating over the fact that they've got more Trump tapes coming and that this is going to be even more shocking than the last one. So look out for that over the next week or so. Now, of course, Trump is going to have all these offhand comments. You know, 9 hours of taped conversations, he's going to say something a bit fruity.
Probably. Look, he needs to not even respond and just say, shut up, traitor. You know, I'm not the one, you know, funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS and doing all this. Just, you're all traitors. No one, you know, no one gets into what you're saying. And just move forward and attack on the issues. And everybody needs to know that.
Well, even CNN, I missed it yesterday, that the amazing scandalous revelations since the Billy Bush tape have had virtually no effect.
And Billy Bush admits that it was like hours and hours edited and that he was goading him into it. So it shows they were setting it up way before. I'm going to get out of here, Paul. But this is riveting what you're saying. Listening to you break all this down, I mean, this is just an incredible time to be alive right now.
It's amazing. And just the depth of collaboration that these WikiLeaks emails have revealed between the media and the Clinton.
Yeah, I'm surprised how lockstep they are. This takes amazing, almost military precision.
No, they've merged. It's not just giving Hillary debate questions 24 hours before. It's literally them saying... A Politico journalist literally said, I'm a hack. Those were his own words. I'm going to run my story by John Podesta, chairman of Clinton's campaign, so you can edit it before it's published. It's not just they're friendly to
There's a groveling to be deceptive, a groveling to spin.
Yeah.
And see, Trump knew the public wouldn't be sophisticated and hear that tape was edited, but I could hear it because you could hear him going, but she was married, so, and then that's at the end. He was totally saying she was married, I had to stop hitting on her. He wasn't married then. It's clear he's saying this woman was really hot, I want her to be my wife. They just turn it into he's grabbing on America. He's saying women throw themselves on me. And it shows the video of the woman jumping on him. It's like saying Elvis raped women that jumped on top of him. You know, the woman jumps on top of you. It's not rape if you grab her.
And then he had their media assets come out and say, like Jake Tapper, who is normally quite good on some things, but he said, not only have I never said those kind of things about women, I've never in my life heard anyone else say them. Absolute BS. You listen to conversations between women when they're with their friends
talking
about
guys.
The male anatomy. Worse than anything Trump said. I've heard that 1,000 times. It's a complete lie to say that he's never heard that in his life. But that's how they're going to spin it. That's the rigged media.
Well, it's a fight between the new media and the people and the globalists. Paul, take over. Amazing to have Paul Watson on the team for 16 years now, Paul. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, breaking news by the minute. You are the listeners. It's a war. Get them out on Facebook, Twitter. Send them to everybody you know. Memes. Do your own videos. Take action. Attack, attack, attack. Trump isn't perfect. None of us are. He never claimed to be. He's a nationalist. He's our patriot. He's our champion.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back. It's The Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. And again, whether you support Donald Trump or not, doesn't matter. The media is completely rigged. WikiLeaks has exposed the fact that the media is not just friendly with the Clinton campaign, with the Democratic Party, with the left in general. They're working together. They're not talking about James O'Keefe's bombshell revelations about voter fraud, about the Democratic Party starting planning the violence at Trump rallies. They're not talking about massive WikiLeaks revelations on a daily basis. They're not talking about Tracy Martin, who was on the show earlier, the former Clinton chef who personally witnessed Hillary Clinton call a black servant the N-word. Now, that's just an accusation, but so are, what is it, up to 9 now different women making accusations, many of them already debunked, against Donald Trump. Nothing more than accusations. There's no audio tape, there's no videotape to prove it, but what do we see from the rigged media? 24/7 wall-to-wall blanket coverage. CNN, Anderson Cooper. They had Melania Trump on last night asking her again about this Billy Bush tape. 11-year-old comments, a story that's now nearly 2 weeks old. That's what they're still talking about. They're not talking about James O'Keefe. They cancelled his appearances nationwide because they were afraid of retribution from a future Hillary administration. Well, it's not really that, is it? The explanation is they're working hand in glove with Hillary Clinton. That's been exposed over and over again in the WikiLeaks emails. I mean, I mentioned it before the break. You've got an email sent by Politico's Glenn Thrush, who, yeah, we should give him credit, to be honest. At least he's authentic and honest in admitting that he's a hack. This is his quote that's in the email sent to John Podesta. I have become a hack and will send the whole section to you. So he's admitting that he's a hack. Sending articles about to be published to Hillary's campaign for their approval. He should be given credit. At least he's honest. Unlike the rest of the Hillary prostitutes who attacked me on Friday for saying that the New York Times was running its stories by the Clinton campaign before they were published, saying, oh, they were just asking for comment. Really? How many instances of this do we need to see? I had mainstream journalists on Twitter saying, oh, going to dinner with John Podesta, that's not evidence of bias. That's nothing to worry about. We might still write critical articles about Hillary. Absolute crap. He's literally cooking dinner for 30 reporters. They're exchanging emails, running stories by him, begging him, rolling over like lap dogs, saying, oh, can we please use this quote from Hillary? You know, giving Hillary questions the day before the town hall debate. You can roll right through the gamut. Absolute complicity, brazen complicity. The media has been completely exposed. I mean, what, did it have 6% trust before this? Now it's going to have, what, 2% trust? Absolutely disgraceful behavior. You look at journalist donations to each political candidate. 382,000, this is out of a Truth Revolt report, $382,000 has been donated by journalists to Hillary's campaign. Only $14,000 has been donated by journalists to Trump's campaign. So don't you dare tell me that there's no bias in that. Absolutely despicable. We've got CNN, yet again, Don Lemon a few days ago. And I heard about this. I thought they were just arguing the toss over whether, you know, Hillary was laughing at the rapist who she helped get free or not. But no, it was worse than that. Don Lemon got up on CNN and said that this tape of Hillary Clinton laughing about the fact that the rapist of Kathy Shelton, at the time 12 years old, fooled a lie detector test. She was laughing about that. She knew he fooled a lie detector test, therefore was guilty. Don Lemon got up on CNN. Not only did he say that she wasn't laughing at him, he claimed that the tape was fake. This tape has been out for 2 years. It was uncovered from genuine, authentic archives. It was verified 2 years ago as being Hillary Clinton in the tape. But again, the rigged media, what do? Don Lemon gets up on CNN, says it's fake, says the entire tape is fake. Well, fact check, it's not. It's been verified for 2 years. Again, CNN says it's a crime. They actually said it was a crime to look at WikiLeaks emails. But it's okay if the media does it, meaning us, and you should just trust whatever we say about it, even though we devoted literally 9 minutes to it versus hours and hours and hours about Donald Trump's comments from 2005. Because we're fair and balanced, because we're not rigged at all. Again, you've got the media attacking us every single day now, calling us, for example, The Hill yesterday called me because Donald Trump retweeted me. One of the internet's most prominent conspiracy theorists. They've still got that little term which they like to use, of course. You know, the New York Times crafted the most grotesque destructive and harmful conspiracy theories for 2 years before the invasion of Iraq, a conspiracy theory that led to hundreds of thousands of dead people, thousands of dead US troops, the Middle East ruined, the rise of ISIS. That was somewhat of a more damaging conspiracy theory than anything I've ever said or anything Alex Jones has ever said. But again, that's their go-to pejorative term. They're the biggest conspiracy theories. The lies they peddle harm people, kill people, destroy entire continents. So don't lecture me about being a conspiracy theorist on a daily basis. Again, absolutely abysmal from the lying, rigged mainstream media. Let's get to this Tracy Martin tape because they're not going to cover this. Again, what are those claims that are being made against Donald Trump from all these women who claim he sexually abused them? They're accusations. There's no evidence behind them. Okay, let's talk about it. Let's have wall-to-wall media coverage every single frigging day while ignoring massive WikiLeaks revelations, which we're going to get onto in a minute. Fine. But if you want to cover regular, if you want to cover accusations with no evidence behind them, but accusations from people who were around these two presidential candidates, then why is nobody talking about Tracy Martin? This is a former Clinton chef, worked under Clinton in the first Bill Clinton administration, saying, accusing Hillary Clinton of calling a black servant the N-word. His accusation, his claim, holds exactly the same amount of weight as any of those women accusing Trump of sexually assaulting them. If not more, because there's evidence that he actually worked under Clinton, that he was actually around Hillary Clinton. Whereas half of these stories by these women have already been debunked. Their narrative has been pulled apart. But fair enough, let's talk about it. It's just an accusation, it's just a claim. Well, so is Tracy Martin saying that Hillary Clinton used the N-word against a black person. Not a single mainstream media story about it now, almost 24 hours after we first posted this on Infowars.com. In fact, barely any coverage from the alternative media either. There was Gateway Pundit came out with one story, which we appreciate, but, you know, where's Fox News? Again, these claims hold the same weight as any of the claims being made by female Trump accusers. The exact same situation. This is an accusation. Let's delve into it. Is Hillary Clinton a closet racist? Well, she calls Robert C. Byrd, the founder and leader of a KKK chapter, her mentor. So let's look into it. You know, Bill Clinton saying to Senator Kennedy at the time about Barack Obama, this guy would have been making us coffee a few years ago. Again, just a casual racist remark. So let's look into it. Are the Clintons racist? Do they call black people the N-word? Is Fox News going to look into it? Is any of the rigged mainstream media even going to acknowledge it? Even if they just dismiss it as another conspiracy theory, do they even dare acknowledge it? Let's go to this clip. This is Tracy Martin. This is the video I put up on YouTube last night. Get this story out to the mainstream media and ask the question, if you're going to give Trump's accusers wall-to-wall media coverage, will you even mention this? Here's Tracy Martin, the Clinton chef, accusing Hillary Clinton of calling a black servant the N-word. Roll the clip. A former travel chef in the Clinton White House claims that he personally witnessed Hillary Clinton angrily call a black man the N-word. Tracy Martin, who has cooked for numerous heads of state, dropped this bombshell on News Radio 930 WBEN during the Tom Bowerly show.
Hillary Clinton, who comes across as a friend to blacks, and she's probably going to end up with 90% of the black vote in November. Obviously, I don't want you to use the complete word, but Hillary has a penchant for using a word which, if anyone else used it as frequently, can be career-ending. Tell us that story.
I was doing an event at the Elizabeth Taylor Medical Center in Washington, which is an HIV/AIDS clinic, and I was doing a tea prior to the press party, and that was with Mrs. Clinton and Mrs. Chirac, Jacques Chirac, the former president of France, his wife, and a gentleman of color came in with something, and it did not please her the way it was. When he walked out, she says that and then choose the N-word.
So you're at this event, and
it's three of us in the room, and then the one person that brought something in, and it wasn't to her pleasure, and that's when it happened.
So you are alone with Hillary after the black guy brings something that Hillary doesn't like, and she said to you, that N-word.
Yes.
According to Martin, Hillary made racist comments on a routine basis.
You know, they think nothing of it. Because there's nobody, there's no press around. I mean, after you've been around them long enough, whether it be, you know, the Clintons or whether it be the Kennedys or whoever, once they feel comfortable with you, their guard is let down.
Did that surprise you?
To some extent. But like I said, go back to what I said earlier about the high of being in there. You know, you just have to accept that as okay behavior by these people in that situation.
Within 48 hours of doing the interview, Martin claimed that his phone was hacked and that his apartment was broken into at 3 a.m. Host Tom Bowerly also said that after the interview, his loved one received an odd voicemail message from a phone number that was later revealed from the WikiLeaks dump to have come from within the DNC. Bowerly also claims that the man who hired Tracy Martin as a chef for the Clintons died suspiciously in a hiking accident. The notion that Hillary Clinton is a closet racist isn't much of a stretch. After all, she called black people super predators.
They are often the kinds of kids that are called super predators. No conscience, no empathy.
And her mentor was Robert Byrd, the founding member and leader of a chapter of the Ku Klux Klan.
Today, our country has lost a true American original, my friend and mentor, Robert C. Byrd.
Her husband, Bill Clinton, also once expressed his anger that Ted Kennedy was endorsing Barack Obama in favor of Hillary by belittling Obama because he was black. A few years ago, this guy would have been getting his coffee, Clinton told Kennedy. Kennedy said he was deeply offended by Bill's racist remark. We've seen reports that there is an actual videotape of Hillary using the N-word. Tracy Martin's claim is just an accusation. There's no audio or videotape of what happened. But then again, there's no actual proof to back up any of the claims of sexual assault being made against Donald Trump. And yet the mainstream media is giving it wall-to-wall coverage. If accusations of Trump's sexism are worthy of blanket press attention, are accusations of Hillary's racism equally worthy? Imagine if an eyewitness who worked for Trump came out and said they heard Trump use the N-word. Do you think the media would be interested? Well, of course they would. You'd never hear the end of it. Will the media even acknowledge this story? No. They'll either ignore it entirely or attack the credibility of Tracy Martin, claiming he never worked for the Clintons or that he's lying about what he saw. Did Hillary really refer to a black person as the N-word? I'll let you be the judge.
A gentleman of color came in with something and it did not please her the way it was when he walked out. She says that, and then choose the N-word.
Okay, we need to get that video out because, again, the weight behind the Trump accusers, how does the media treat them? Wall-to-wall coverage, absolute saturation, just believes them off the cuff, basically, gives them a 30-minute platform, in the case of Anderson Cooper, for them to make these claims. Are they going to allow Tracy Martin the same platform? Are they even going to acknowledge this story? Is Fox News going to pick it up? Get that video out. Send it to all the rigged media outlets. Force them to cover the Tracy Martin issue. Not much time left, so we're going to get to these Podesta email revelations that have come out today. Again, these are just the ones from today to give you an idea of the volume. This is part 11 of the WikiLeaks Podesta email releases. So we've got Podesta calling Bernie Sanders a doofus. So again, remind me again, why is Bernie Sanders endorsing Hillary? We've got Hillary's campaign rigging the entire primary process against him. We've got Podesta, Hillary's campaign chairman, calling Bernie Sanders a doofus. We've got Hillary in leaked speeches calling Bernie Sanders supporters the lost generation, calling them basement dwellers. We've got Bernie Sanders supporters being tricked into voting, into supporting Hillary by this plan by Clinton surrogates to fool them, to say, oh, we're going to change the rules on superdelegates, give them, you know, a token victory, which actually means nothing whatsoever, to fool them into supporting Hillary Clinton. That was revealed by the WikiLeaks emails. Now we've got Podesta calling Bernie a doofus again. Why is Bernie Sanders still endorsing Hillary Clinton? Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook, in another email, is accused of helping to cover up sexual assault allegations. Basically, it was an individual called Marlon Marshall who worked on the 2008 Hillary campaign, cornering women, making them uncomfortable, making suggestions about having sex. The source in this email claims Robbie Mook, who is Clinton's campaign manager, was made aware of the issue but declined to act on it because he was personal friends with the accused sexual abuser. Is the media going to talk about that, or are they going to prattle on about Donald Trump's comments from 2005? Again, this is just from today. Hillary Clinton, again, we had her in the private and the public positions. She got called out on that. Privately told building trade she would not oppose pipelines, but when asked about it in public, about the NED pipeline, she said no. So again, conflict between the private and the public position. We've got another email that talks about them wanting to take on a token Asian woman to have a phony balance of minorities. We've got John Podesta scheming with the George Soros Open Society president on who they would rally for, who they would push to get as the replacement for Scalia the day after he died. Again, Podesta communicating with the president of George Soros' Open Society Institute, scheming on the next Supreme Court pick. We'll be back with more WikiLeaks revelations in the final segment of the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away. Breaking news at Infowars.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
We're back on the final segment of the Alex Tuesday edition. Now, before we get back into the final news stories, I want to direct you to InfoWarsLife.com because we've got this week's main debate mega special, which is get BrainForce for a massive 25% off. Now, I took BrainForce when I last visited Austin, again, jet-lagged, tired, ill. Hosted a three-hour radio show on this. It really helps bring clarity, calms down your brain. Really works. I've tried it myself. It really works. It works, in fact, better than the other similar brands of this that I tried in terms of nootropics, the other brands that are on the market. It is BrainForce. It is 25% off InfoWarsLife.com. And you get free shipping on that as well. And remember, we're not funded by George Soros, like Black Lives Matter is. We're not funded by the government of Bahrain, another Middle Eastern dictatorships like CNN is. We're not funded by giant pharmaceutical companies. We're funded by you, the listener. And your support is what has enabled us to grow and expand and take on the rigged media directly, which is why they're now getting nervous and lashing out on a daily basis. So get InfoWars BrainForce for a massive 25% off InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on that. It's the main debate mega special at InfoWarsLife.com. Go there today. Now, we're talking about the WikiLeaks emails, the Podesta emails. Again, George Soros has cropped up. He's there talking with the president of George Soros' Open Society about who they're going to get to replace Scalia, the Supreme Court judge, the day after he died. Why is John Podesta of Hillary's campaign talking to an Open Society George Soros operative about replacing a Supreme Court judge? Remember, we had the other email regarding that with the mysterious mention of wet work in regard to Scalia's death. I'm sure that was just a coincidence. Another email which came out today. Hillary campaign had a conference call about Bill Clinton's secret lover known as the Energizer. Now, remember, we had the story about a week ago where the Clinton campaign was being warned by some of their surrogates that people on the inside were too panicked about these Bill Clinton sex life past revelations. Well, and now they were having a conference call, basically a series of panicked emails between different members of the Clinton campaign about a new book on the hidden lives of presidents, which claims that former U.S. President Bill Clinton had a mistress code named Energizer. So there was a flurry of emails, a conference call, panic about how they would deal with that revelation. So it shows you that they are incredibly concerned about the damage that Bill Clinton's past is doing to Hillary Clinton's current campaign. But again, the media is talking about Trump's sexual assault accusers who have no evidence whatsoever. They're not talking about Tracy Martin, the former Clinton chef, who said he personally witnessed Hillary Clinton use the N-word against a black person while he was working for her during an event. They didn't talk about that accusation. Let's cover some final stories here. Cultural enrichment news. Muslim woman screams out in pain as she is caned 23 times in Indonesia for standing too close to her boyfriend. She seems to have forgotten that Islam is a religion of peace. Brother of dead Syrian refugee bomb plotter vows revenge. So Germany caught this Syrian refugee who was plotting a terrorist attack in Germany. They asked his brother about the situation after he committed suicide when he was caught. He said, "You understand, I have nothing more to say about it. I will come as a refugee," saying that he will enact revenge, and I guess he should be invited into the country or you're racist. Female Afghan interpreter raped in Calais migrant camp. Now they're importing those children to Britain, even though they're blatantly not children. They're men in their 30s and 40s. But again, Hillary Clinton wants to import tens of thousands of Syrian refugees into the United States, even though Europe is experiencing this nightmare now on a daily basis. That's going to wrap it up for the Alex Jones Show. InfoWars Nightly News coming up tonight. Alex will be back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.